Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, French potato chips, strip chat, and video games. You'll hear it all coming up right after this.
Fart Journal. Monday, 5:50 a.m. Wow. Just ripped a hat trick while walking into the studio.
Wow.
Today is going to be a great day.
Yeah. Oh,
6:42 a.m. Chick seems a little down today. I'll hold this one for another break and spring it on him in the green room. He'll love it.
I will.
7:06 a.m. Just stealthily lifted my right cheek. Hopefully Christy didn't notice. 7:07 a.m. She noticed. 9:25 a.m.
Whoa.
That one must have had a tailwind. I think I saw Bob's mustache twitch. 12:09 p.m., lunch with the guys, always fun.
Uh-huh.
Got one of my urgent phone calls, which allowed me an opportunity to crop dust the entire restaurant. I'm guessing this will be the last time they offer cabbage as a lunch special.
Huh.
Got back to the table. Mark had left early for some reason. 2:27 p.m., barely made it to the men's room at the shack. Overheard someone asking PJ if he gave up his trumpet for a tuba. 3:30 p.m., just picked up Charlie. He still keeps asking me to drive by the tire-burning factory I mentioned last week. 5:50 p.m., exciting moment in the grocery store just now.
Yeah.
I've never had one change pitch this way before. It sounded exactly like a British police car with that Doppler effect siren thing. Must call Chick. I'll text him to share the news. 5:52 p.m. Okay, diary. I don't know how much longer I can blame this on the rotten produce. Pretty sure the store manager just called security. It's like the self-checkout again for me. 9:45 p.m., getting ready for bed. Looks like the wallpaper's peeling again in here. I'll ask Mark about using industrial-strength glue to fix this for next time. 1:45 a.m.
Wow.
Just had one so impressive I woke myself up all alone, but I still blamed it on the dog. Tomorrow is going to be a great day.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Willie Griswold.
Yo.
I'm Chick McGee, and with a letter, here's Tom Griswold.
This comes to us from David R.
Hey, David R.
He writes that Christy had asked us to remind her to talk about the flavor of the potato chips she had while vacationing in France.
Yep.
And then he says, Dave from Iowa. Then he goes, Ace, go Raider Nation.
Oh.
Hey, let me tell you something. The Raiders are, they're easily going to win the West, AFC West.
Really?
Wow. Easy.
Something I never said to you, Chick.
They're loaded.
You're correct.
They're loaded.
Yep.
Okay. Wait and see.
And now you and Willie are going to go to a game
in Las Vegas.
In Vegas.
That's confirmed?
Yeah, well, you got to give me the date so I can organize it.
And shouldn't Ace leave now so he gets a good parking space?
Mm-hmm. The way Ace drives...
It's kind of a drive from
here. You don't
want
a chance of...
But the way Ace drives, he'd have to stop, what, six times at hotels?
Yeah, at least.
Okay. We'll get that set up for you guys. Is that a Sunday game, do you remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then you can report Monday morning, call us up, and tell us how it's going.
Well, you better get tickets now before they start getting really good, and then the prices go up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It is November 13th.
You know, are you going to, do you think you, can you get up on that Monday morning and give us a report?
Of course.
Now, Willie, you already said you put a wager on the Colts to win the Super Bowl already.
Yeah.
Ace, have you got a little cash? Is there a gambling place that allows you to use coupons?
Yes. Yeah, Ace doesn't gamble, I don't think, do you?
I've dabbled.
Oh, he dabbles. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Kostocki and I were talking yesterday. He's our
tell me
guy.
Everything. Yeah.
And we're working on a very special thing for this fall involving some perhaps wagering. We'll find out about that coming up.
Chick, I once turned $20 on a roulette table into $1,200.
Wow.
Well, that's
easy. I once turned $400 in a blackjack table into zero.
That's easily.
I bet we get a lot of letters about that.
That's easily said. Hard to prove.
I got witnesses.
Okay. Well,
get them in here.
So let's get to the potato chips.
Yeah. What kind were they, Christy?
Okay. I'm going to show this to Josh.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you speak French at all?
No, I don't.
Can I order them? Well, how you spell
I don't know. My kids brought these home from the supermarket, and they go, "You have to try this, Mom." I go, "All right."
I don't know what this is.
Okay. They're a Lay's potato chip in a Lay's bag.
Tom, if I were to try to pronounce it, may I?
Yes.
Okay. Or would that give it away? Savior poulette rôti.
Savior.
It's a savour, but go ahead.
Rotisserie chicken?
Oh, exactly. They were rotisserie chicken potato chips.
That sounds good.
Ooh. Delicious.
What made you guess that from what I said?
Poivior is chicken stuff.
Oh,
like
I got
pollo
you.
In Spanish.
And then pole is chicken.
What was the last thing you said, Josh?
Roti.
Yeah, rotisserie. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. How did they taste?
They were very salty. They were okay. I mean, I didn't, you know me, I'm not a big try things. I didn't take a second, but they were all right. But
one chip? Even in France, they probably have the commercial.
Wait a minute.
You can't only eat just one.
I had one.
I can't believe you eat Kit Kats a single bar at a time, mm-hmm. like the sectors.
Yeah.
But you only eat one potato chip?
No, I like potato chips, but I only had one of these because...
They weren't your favorite.
They weren't really my cup of tea. The girls liked them, but...
All right.
It was different.
You know what I had yesterday? What? I had... You've heard of biscuits and gravy, everybody.
Of course.
Have you heard of fries and gravy? Just a plate of fries with some sausage gravy on top and a fried egg on there. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I was in heaven.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Delicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What?
Kind of a poutine-esque
thing. Exactly. Poutine with eggs?
It's like breakfast poutine. It was
okay,
crazy.
Oh, and that reminds me of speaking of acquiring semi-obscure stuff, we're trying to buy a bottle of this whiskey. We had the news story yesterday about the New Hampshire distillery that's making whiskey out of a invasive crab.
Yes.
It's Tamworth Distilling's Crab Trapper Whiskey.
You can't find it anywhere?
Well, you can't legally... The stores can't ship it.
Gotcha.
Apparently. So we're trying to find someone that lives close enough to go buy a bottle. And
You have to have franking privileges or something, I think, and you can ship it.
Yeah, whatever it might be. But we'd like to try this stuff. It's, once again, Tamworth's Crab Trapper Whiskey, and they take these crustaceans, and it takes about a pound of these green crabs, and they somehow turn them into whiskey. I just think it'd be really interesting to try it. So,
you know, you remember the time of me and Dickie Dick, we were crab trapping that one day.
Absolutely.
Boy, that's good eating, Tommy. You snatch them right out of the river and throw them in a pond.
That's right. These were freshwater crabs.
Well, yeah. These are invasive crabs that do a lot of damage, so they're not going to be able to catch enough of them to solve the problem, but they're trying to bring awareness to the fact that's, and these have been around for a long time. They came over on a vessel many, many years ago. But if that's something you could help us with, by all means, email us, bobandtom@bobandtom.com. We now turn to Chick McGee with sports.
Tom and I were talking about choosing a parking space in a parking lot.
Sure.
I said I was like Tom. I can never make up my mind, so I pull into two or three spaces oftentimes. Tom denied this, and what did you say?
I'm a faraway parker.
You're a faraway parker. This is from Bruce. Dear fellows, I think Tom parks so far away so he frees up the closer spaces for the fatties and less fortunate.
Isn't that nice of him?
Bruce knows our show and knows you, Tom.
Mm-hmm. We all know Chick's been in rare form.
No, I'm on fire.
John wants to know, just curious, has Chick's gallbladder grown back?
Oh, maybe I'm crabbing.
Suggesting you get a lot of gall.
Oh, I got a lot of gall, okay. Tom.
Oh. Now, if you've got a lot of something else, you may be interested in this story about the Yankees. I think this is a fascinating story.
Well, we'll get to that. James Harden has agreed to terms of 2-year contract. He's going to stay with the Sixers. He's taking less money
Harden.
So they can sign other people. And yes, Tom, don't give me that look. We'll get to the story you want to do.
No.
Once again, Tom said this is fascinating.
Okay.
I think it's...
The adult website Strip Chat has reportedly offered the Yankees $20 million to become the team's exclusive jersey patch sponsor. Good luck.
It won't happen, but...
All the other Major League Baseball owners, whoa, wait a minute, hold it.
Let me put it this way. I can remember when they weren't allowed to advertise condoms on radio or television.
Sure.
I mean, the times change.
Strip Chat Vice President Max Bennett says... We want to expand the visibility of Strip Chat across the globe.
That's how you hear it.
We know the patch will be one of the most visible assets for one of the most popular clubs in sports.
Hey, Maxie, is it okay if
Shut up! I paid you to talk!
Can you imagine if they have the old-timers game?
I Are they allowed to put...
But those guys have the strip chat. You got any of those boner pills?
I don't watch Major League Baseball much. Do they have advertisements on their jerseys?
This is a newer thing.
NBA has patches on
their jerseys. So you're going to start seeing the gambling houses and other...
Well, that makes sense. Sure.
Well, what makes sense is anything that they're going to give them, get money for. They very rarely turn down money.
Max goes on to say, what better way than to stick our logo on the sleeves of Yankee players? It makes too much sense for the Yankees to work together. Hit you.
I mean, they're probably going to do something more family friendly. You're right, because you're probably something more family friendly, like Gilby's Gin.
And then I came up with this slogan, Tom. This is Max Bennett from Strip Chat. You could come out. You can use this or not. I don't care. It could be something. I got a couple notes. Could
we don't
be
know.
Something. Could be nothing.
Tell them what it is, Maxie. It's good.
Here's it. I told you. Here's the slogan. Let's turn pinstripes into pin strips.
Really?
That is bad.
I told you that's good, Max.
Shut your mouth, you piece of filth!
Now, what's a pinstrip anyway?
What about the...
you got a fungo bat?
What about the...
Boy, Max is a horrible
person. The strip chat money shot.
Yes.
It's the money shot of the game.
I can't imagine, but then I couldn't imagine the gambling sites taking off like they had across.
But I mean, at what point are they also going to allow them to be part of the uniforms? I mean, obviously NASCAR has gone. You look at those uniforms and it's too much.
Yeah, there's a lot.
It's
busy.
It doesn't. I'm not sure that works anymore. There's too many logos on them. But wow, that'd be if you on the to be on the Yankees uniform. A lot of people are going to see that.
Do they have any currently?
I don't think so, no. And the Yankees uniform is iconic.
Sure.
Yeah, they don't even put last names on
I think they do have, they don't use last names. They do have something on their spring training uniforms, I believe, but not the regular uniforms.
In the NBA, the Lakers had a dating site on there.
Yeah, Bumble.
I forget what the Warriors had, but if you say it, I'll remember it.
Is it Rockets? No, the Rockets have a company called Rocket. And then they have Rakuten, is that
Rakuten
it?
Rakuten or Rakuten.
Pacers and Motorola, I know.
Website?
Maxie, I wanted to invest in that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay. I've been saving up.
All right, why don't you meet me here about 8 o'clock tonight, and we'll talk about it some more. Okay, honey?
Oh,
hey, don't bring nobody with
Goyles,
you.
Goyles, he went along with it.
Don't bring nobody with you.
Thanks.
In other sports, what the hell are we doing?
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bei Action gibt es immer extrem niedrige Preise. Diese Woche 50 Palazzo Kaffeebecher XL-Packung nur 5,77 oder weiche Hotel Royal Handtücher nur 2,48. Angebote, die richtig glücklich machen. Für noch mehr extrem günstige Preise einfach in einer Action-Filiale vorbeischauen oder in der App stöbern. Action, kleine Preise, große Freude.
Now that we've heard the story, are you going to do your headline again?
What a headline.
Yankee my wanky.
Yeah, that was going to be your headline.
Yankee my wanky with my wanky and my Yankee.
Okay. Hey, remember with strip chat, three strokes and you're out. You know what I mean?
Let's turn pinstripes.
Hey, you want to see a ball game? Look at these balls.
Maxie, your brother Tommy's here. He's so cute.
Son of a bitch. Hey, you hear this? It's going upside your head again.
Yikes.
I mean, again. I can remember being at a game with Bob, an NFL game, and there was a pause because someone was being carted off the field. And I said, God, I'm surprised they haven't sold these yet. And that's a thing now.
The injury timeout.
Injury timeout.
Yeah.
Well, it appears the coroner's in the field. This injury timeout is brought to you by...
The coroner's on the field.
Just saying.
Researchers at Georgia State University, GSU, have found that frequent video game players show superior decision-making skills.
That's They've known this for years.
As
years.
Well as enhanced brain activity compared to non-players.
Mm-hmm.
Well, well.
Does your father play a video game, or just
he used
not?
To play Pac-Man. He was like the king of Pac-Man.
I haven't played in...
You play Wordle. Is that a video game?
No.
Oh.
It's a,
no.
I play crosswords, that sort of thing. I've purchased every video game known to man for various children. But so what's the point of this? The video games help what? I didn't hear
Scientists found that video game players were faster and more accurate with their responses. Specific tests and an analysis of the brain scans found enhanced activity in certain parts of the brain.
Decision making.
Oh, like
here,
guy.
Here, and
they
here.
They make big decisions. Grubhub or DoorDash.
That's not. Hey, that's not. We're making pizza rolls in the oven.
See, do I play a video game or get a date? I'll play a video game.
Research published in the journal Neuroimage Report.
Tom, not only, and I appreciated the joke, but so many women are gamers, and some of the hottest women you've ever seen. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a game specific dating? Or a video game specific dating website?
I don't know.
You meet your friends.
I mean, can you flirt on Twitch, which is the big gaming sort of streaming site?
I don't know. You'll see people like kind of commenting, being creepy, like, "Hey, you're so pretty today," and she's like playing Fortnite or whatever, and it's like, "Okay, let's relax."
Okay, so theoretically,
is there a place you can meet afterwards? Hey, after the game, we'll meet at.
Yeah.
whatsanerection.com or something.
Right.
whatsanerection.com.
Or maybe what do I do with this erection?
Yeah. I'm locked in my basement.com. There probably is one. I'm not trying to make.
How do you know they're hot gamers? Where do you see them? Is there.
Online. I mean, like, I'll see them on Instagram and stuff like that. And then my nephew's big into it. He's part of his school's gaming. They were like third in the state.
Oh, yeah, something. That's a big thing now.
And so he was showing me some of the stuff, and I was like, these girls are crazy hot.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
My 9-year-old nephew.
A number of the.
Josh!
Get out of here. No, he's looking at colleges. I'm teasing.
A number of the race car drivers do a lot of video gaming.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And then, of course, they have the very serious, they're not really video games, but the simulators where they're in there getting their reaction times and getting used to certain courses. Very cool stuff.
Some of the golf simulators are incredible, too. Yeah, it's great.
So this is interesting. So this, if you're a big video gamer, you can tell your folks, hey, scientists say I'm going to be smarter.
That's right.
Now bring me down my lunch, Mom. Have you seen the cat? Okay. Coming up in sports, you got a teaser for me?
World record coming up.
Okay.
A good one?
What do you think of that? No.
Oh, no.
God, no.
Yeah, you can do it now. Go ahead. Yeah, you can do it now. It's extraordinarily stupid.
Stupid world record.
A Wisconsin man has reclaimed the Guinness World Record for the most drink cans placed on his head using air suction.
Huh.
Well, now, wait a minute. This doesn't sound so silly to me.
Now, so imagine there's a photograph of this guy, a little video of him on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Driving by with two cans stuck on his bald head.
Not the bird.
No, sorry.
With two
aluminum cans.
We knew what you
meant. Okay. Now if you can get on your Harley and keep a toucan from flying away, sure, unless you wire its feet to your epaulet.
I don't want
to
do it. He's playing like a little air guitar. Like he's Mad Max.
So the guy imagine two horns, but they're whatever Coke cans.
Yeah, and they're just stuck just because of
and he has some skin issue.
That
aids him in this, that he's very proud of.
You know this. It said, I have a skin issue. Yes. You're not just assuming?
No, he says that this is why he's so good at this.
Jamie Keaton, and his nickname is Canhead.
Yes.
Was able to attach 10 cans to his head to take back the title from Shunichi Kano.
I love this. I don't think this is...
have you seen a picture?
This is one of my favorite. I'm looking at it right now.
Are they full cans?
Are they...
No, they're empty.
Canhead
Keaton. Each can is held in place using air pressure with Jamie's skin creating a suction effect.
So imagine an aluminum Coke can, or whatever, 11 of them, whatever.
This man is a national treasure.
And they have to stay there for 5 seconds, all of them.
Okay.
All right.
Now, if you read the end, it explains why he's able to do this. He has
feat was accomplished thanks in part to Keaton's unique skin, which can take in more oxygen than the average human.
What?
What? His oxygen levels to be 23% higher than normal levels and allows his body to act like a magnet.
Yeah, this is his explanation. I don't know.
They're not just cans. He's got a plastic Fiji bottle and one of the large ones.
It's half full,
yeah,
too. This guy's defying physics.
So the cans have the tops on them? They don't...
Yeah, it's the suction. He takes them and he kind of does a little squirrely thing.
No, these cans are open.
Okay.
And, water bottles. I think this is terrific. I would...
if this guy was at a party and he fell asleep...
Oh,
you could go take. Ever seen those dildos that they put on the kitchen table? And
the dildos they put on the kitchen table. You know, sure, ones, every the, Thanksgiving the, we ones have those.
They have the suction.
The dildos they put on the kitchen.
Did
table.
Did we just get a little window into the creepy kitchen?
No, we were talking to what's her name?
Well, they can suction to the shower walls. So all
she,
that stuff.
She straddles the kitchen.
Yeah, who's
table,
the gal that brought in the what's her name?
Sadie Ellis.
Yeah, Sadie. Yeah, they have these things. Well, can you imagine? So this guy wakes up and he's got...
Canhead said, it started when I was 7 years old. My toys started sticking to me. My parents thought it was the pine sap from the trees and told me not to worry about it.
Oh, my.
I love Canhead.
I was at a ball game drinking soda pop when suddenly I reached up to catch a stray ball. After that, I looked around and was like, where's my drink? And then I realized the can was stuck to the back of my head.
What?
It was stuck so hard it took me 5 minutes to pull it off.
So why is this happening to him?
He says it's some skin condition, but that he's proud of. So
wow.
But
I think he's a great person. He takes in more oxygen through his skin than other people.
So he's like Spider-Man. He's using his sticky powers for good.
Did you see the video, Josh, where he's pouring Fiji in his head into a glass?
It's no, I haven't.
And he goes like that.
We got to get this guy on the air.
I would love to meet Canhead. And he's got his own merch.
Wow.
He even has cans that say Canhead.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's nice.
Okay.
This guy's great.
Do you see the picture of him dancing?
I have not.
Oh, he's doing the can-can?
Well, yeah, you're sure.
Should have guessed that one.
Is he going to be featured at Comic-Con this weekend? I mean,
they asked if he could come, and he said, can do.
He might be the first mute.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love. And the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.